Blog Talk Radio.
From 5 to 7, it's about to go down. We're with DJ Sun in the Hilltop Crew tonight. He's playing new music, and you can't stop moving. So let the music take control.
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways because I'm fortunate.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixer.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you already know what it is. It is the Traffic Jam with yours truly, DJ Sean. Miss Doc Honeycutt is in the car with me. We just dropped Robin Lynn Maven off, and she's headed back to Seattle, Washington. What's up, Doc? What's going on, sweetheart?
What's going on? Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah. It is Monday, and we got one of the baddest old-school artists on with us, as always. He's part of the family. He's been part of the family from day one since last year. No other than my big brother, your big brother, Mr. Butch Dayo. What up, man?
Hey, hello, Sean. How are you? Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey,
good, man. Hey man, you know when you come on, man, we get excited over here. Everybody just like, you know, want to hurry up and just sit down and tune in because we got one of the hottest old school artists from back in the day on with us, man. And not many radio stations have that honor where they can have somebody such as yourself, man, that take time out your schedule and join us each and every Mondays here on Hilltop Radio, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Sean. You know the Hilltop, that's my family. You know that, so I'm here. Let's get it on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right, y'all. We are in the Traffic Jam, and today we got no other than Mr. C Knowledge from the I didn't know they were. Man, I was doing my research, Butch. You know I do my research, man. They have a lot. For them to be formed such a little bit of time and then get in the arena and then go gold, that is a big, that's something exciting for groups. You know, a lot of groups don't do that right off the bat. You know what I mean?
I know, Sean. You know, and, I've been very familiar with the group from day one because a guy that really helped put them on the map, man, is a really good friend of mine. I'm hoping that he's going to come on today. I'll mention him in a few minutes once we see if he get on. But, I'm very familiar with the group, man. They did well. They did well. They really did.
Yeah, and, I got the history on them. And were exciting for Mr. Said Knowledge. And I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I was a big Digaboo Planets junkie as well too, man. Especially when they did Cool Like That, I'm Fresh Like That. I hope I'm saying it right. So, you know, I really enjoyed Doc. You know, that sound that they brought to hip hop. You know, in the late 80s and and 92 is really when they took off head first.
Yeah, that was the air, man. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, you had. Yeah, I mean, it was like that. It's like you know, like Butcher was like old school hip hop. You know, back in the day, you had your, African Bambaataa style. Then you had, the Von sound style. Then you had your Run DMC style, and it's like they brought it back because they had their own style. You know, and hip hop had its own style, and then you had the gangster rap and. You had a lot of, it was a lot of hip hop to follow and jump on the bandwagon. If anybody you wanted to jump on, it was out there. It was wide open, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
Tupac, Biggie, you know, Bad Boys. You had, Snoop Dogg, Dre, and all them. So you had a real big pick of who you really wanted to pump in your car or on your phone, cell phones was just getting big at that point in time.
Yeah.
But this is the, the traffic jam we do. I do see a Los Angeles number. Is that your man out there?
You see a 323? That's my man.
All right, let's get him on over.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show, man. Hey. Welcome to the traffic jam.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. How are you?
Welcome.
Great. Butch, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Stan, how are you? Hey, Stan, hold on 1 second. I want to do an introduction, Sean. Fisher and Doc Honeycutt, this is Stan Winslow. Now, let me tell you who he is. He is the guy. He is a big executive, man, in the music business, okay? Now, let me tell you about Stan. Me and Stan have been knowing Stan all my life, man. We grew up together as kids. But also, yeah. I had a group called Western Union. We used to play behind the Choice 4. And Stan was he was the guy that did all the horn arrangement, all the violins. He did all the layout on there. But not only with that group, but when I came out with You Can Do It, the song that me and Vaughn came out on when we first signed with Salso, that record, when I recorded that record on my own, Stan Winslow was the one that was pushing that record, man, all the way. Because, see, actually, I was getting ready to go get a deal on my own. And Stan had it set up to where he had let so many people in the business hear it. I could have actually got a deal on my own, with a major record company just through Stan Winslow. So I owe a lot to him, and big ups to you, Stan. Sean,
hey,
I've been wanting to meet
you.
Him, man, because, yeah. Well, go ahead, Stan. I just had to introduce you, man.
No, I appreciate what you said, but you are a very talented musician yourself, man, and that's, nobody can take that away from you. I tell you that from my heart.
Stan, I want to say thank you, my brother, and anybody that Butch brings on, we know is family. So you already family, man. Welcome to the hilltop. We'll call you Uncle Stan. We'll call you Uncle Stan.
Uncle Stan.
Uncle Stan's on with us. So we have our guest of honor, and Stan, I'm quite sure you know this young man, and I know this young man knows you. Everybody out there that's anticipating the show, this is Mr. Said Knowledge is on with us from Digaboo Planets, man. Welcome to the show. Appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on the hilltop, man. How you doing?
See you there. Yes, Knowledge.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here for a minute. I've been sitting on online listening to y'all talk. I was trying to get through.
Hey.
I called some other number that they gave me, but the number asked for an access code or something. I didn't have an access code to get through the on the call.
Oh,
that's
a number.
The radio line. I've been sitting.
Sorry about that, my brother. We were rambling. I was told you was calling in from a different number, so I apologize. So you here now, man. Again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule, man. And being a part of our show today, man. The Traffic Jam here on Hilltop.
All right, thanks for having me, bro. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Yes. Hey, we have somebody on this line that you know, man, from when you all started off. We got Stanley Winslow on here. Do you know Stan?
from Pendulum Records? Stanley from Pendulum Records?
That's right.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah, I know him. That's my man. I haven't seen him in a long time, but he's the man.
How you doing, brother? How are you?
Stan?
Knowledge.
What's up, brother?
Howdy, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I am good, man. It's good to hear you. Stan is the man. I'm telling you, this dude, when we was on tour, he took us on tour, and he rolled with us and, yo, this dude took care of us like nobody's business. You know what I'm saying?
That's
whenever
right,
we went to
right.
D.C., his hometown, he always held us down like a mug. You know what I mean? Dang,
hey, man, you guys deserved it. You guys earned everything you got, and you had some more coming, I'm sure. Where are you in school?
Man. Now, I used to be. I'm out in California now, bro.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sounds like a winner.
Well, see, when I reached out to Butch Dale, Roll-Bound Skate with Von Mason back in the day, he said, man, I know those cats. He said, I know a guy, I got a good friend named Stan that worked with them in the beginning. So I said, well, reach out to Stan and get him on the show, and, you know, we'll surprise C, you know, and here it is today, man.
That is
so
crazy. I can't wait to tell Isha talk to you, man. That is crazy.
There we go. Good, man. Good. Yeah.
All right. So man, you guys formed, you know, your days at Howard University, and you guys formed, you and Butler, you guys formed, which was Dread Post Group. So tell us your journey, man.
I was the one that was going to Howard University. Ishmael went to UMass. He was at UMass. He and I met during like college party scene, you know what I'm saying? We would travel up and down in New York, New Jersey, Philly, D.C. Like that was like the circuit on the college party scene back in those days. And he and I met in Philadelphia. My grandmother lived in the same neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? And we just met somewhere, you know what I'm saying, in the Philly scene. And he was telling me he was developing this group called Diggable Planets. And at the time, I was in a group called the Dread Poet Society. It was based out of Philly. My man Jay Truth and my man Bun, we had this group called Dread Poet Society, and Ish was doing this Diggable Planets thing. He was demoing some stuff up with King Britt, and he and I met up, you know what I'm saying, and we started talking about music and things like that, and he started telling me about what he was doing. And he asked me to if I'd be interested in helping him, you know what I'm saying, bringing it to life. And I was like, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? I liked what he was talking about. I mean, he and I differently, but it was the same. You know what I'm saying? It was just he had his own approach, his unique approach to it. And I had mine, and I liked what he was doing, and he liked what I was doing with the DPS, the Dread Poet Society at the time, and he asked me to join. And at the time, a good friend of mine, which his name is Ladybug, she and I were really good friends back in the day from her days in D.C. and my days in D.C., and she would come up and visit Philadelphia sometimes, and a few times while she was visiting, it was around the times when Ish and I were sitting around digging through crates, talking about ideas for Diggable Planets stuff and what he was trying to do. And then that's how the whole three of us came together, you know what I'm saying? When she would come up to visit and he met her, and then we all got cool, and he saw the vision. He had the vision that he thought it would be cool to have all three of us be a part of this group that he was doing. And so it became, you know what I'm saying? And his days as an intern at this place called Sleeping Bag Records, which was like a famous record label back in the early 80s and in New York. And they had a lot of great acts like Just Dice, Mantronics, and stuff like that. He was an intern there.
EPMD,
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So because of the intern thing he had, they would send him off to different labels and stuff like that, sending off packages. And he had the foresight to start making, you know, connections, you know what I'm saying? And he made a connection with a brother named Dennis Wheeler. May he rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? And Dennis Wheeler heard the demo, liked it a lot, and signed us to the label where I eventually met Stanley at, you know what I'm saying? Pendulum Records, Mr. Ruben Rodriguez. We became the Ruben Rod Squad, you know what I'm saying? And
So Stan, real quick, man, how was it meeting these young, these two young gentlemen and young lady at the time, man? You know, back in those days,
man. It was. See, we were pioneers in this thing, man. We were one of the first groups to come out, like, with the jazz infused into the hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was very, very new for them, man, at first. You know, as a matter of fact, I went to all the radio stations, and the radio stations didn't even want to hear it at first. And then then we went, what did we got on, what was the television show?
Oh, yeah, now, Living Color.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What was it?
Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
Rosie Perez came from L.A. She came to the offices in New York, and we came to the office with Jar Cats, and we sat down with her and talked. She said she loved the song, was into it, and she gave us the opportunity to be on the show. That she was the talent coordinator for Wayans Brothers and them, and brought us on. And once we was on that show, it took the song to
ball. Oh, right. Was it in Living Color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living Color.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That was, that's what it was about, man, because they were, see, they were, we were cool like that. I mean, just really laid back, you know, and it was really a gas, man. It was totally something different and good. The music was just the bomb, and, you know, and their rap style was infectious. It was so new, though, because what they were saying was very hip and groovy things, man. They were saying real cool stuff. And it wasn't like the hip-hop of the day. Yeah, because not like today, everybody's shooting and, you know, killing and doing all their drive-bys and things like that. But Digital Planet was a very, very new style, new groove, a new wave and everything, man. It was fabulous.
Stan, I think, and see, I just want to say something before I turn it over to Ms. Doc Honeycutt. I think you guys brought what they call now swag. Y'all brought the swag back in the 90s, man. You know, walking down the street, you know, cool like that.
Yeah.
I'm fly like that. I'm dressed like that. Yeah, I know I'm messing your song up like that, but you know what I'm saying?
It's all, man.
Yes, man, but it was great, man.
Well, at this time, we are at the traffic jam. We got the one and only Mr. C Knowledge of the group Digga Boo Planets is in the house with us. And we got a special guest, Mr. Stan Winslow, out there on the West Coast as well, tuning in with us. Thank you, Butch Dale, for bringing Mr. Stan to the show. What I'm going to do is turn it over to Mr. Doc Honeycutt, just the Kiki Shepherd of the Hilltop, y'all. Welcome. Yeah.
Oh, how are you doing, Mr. C. Knowledge?
I'm great. How you doing, sis?
Can I say welcome to Hilltop Radio, and I am deeply honored to be sharing a platform with you both on our platform today. So I wanted to know, like, the music of today has really taken a turn, you know, versus when you all were doing the music, you know, like we talked about just a few minutes ago, like your music was good, you know, you had something to say, the beat was amazing, and people jammed to it. You know, they didn't only listen to the words, but they listened to the music and everything. So how do you feel about music today versus music, you know, when you all were like, you know, out there, well, you're still doing it, but, you know, when you first started, I'll say that.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I think the elements that create the music have always been around, you know what I'm saying? The struggle, the pain, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to survive in this world, you know what I'm saying? As a black person in a world where everything seems to be against you, you know what I'm saying? So all those elements have always been there. I think the difference is, back in those days when we was coming up, there were gatekeepers, you know what I'm saying? You had to get in, to get on, you had to go through certain levels, you know what I'm saying, to prove yourself, either talent shows, through an A&R at a record label, or blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Where nowadays you got the internet, which is kind of like the gift and the curse, sort of, you know what I'm saying? Because it allows people now that weren't able to just get in the game so easily to just jump, you know, all you got to do is record some music and just post it. You can post it online, and it's all over the world. You know what I'm saying? And because of that, there's no real gatekeeping now, so anybody can just get in the game and just do whatever they want, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just cool in a way. You know what I'm saying? But it also inundates the whole landscape with a bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all opinionated, so I don't want to say it's bullshit, but you know what I mean, but because one man's bullshit is another man's gold. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I agree.
But I think
the
main key is the digital world definitely opened it up.
Oh yeah, I can agree with that, because I was just, you know, what you were saying makes a lot of sense, see, and I was sitting here thinking, I was like, Stan, now what if you guys had the internet today back then?
Oh my
goodness.
It would
have been crazy. Yeah.
Yes, it would have been off the chain.
Yeah.
It would have been totally off the chain.
Yeah.
Because we would have had a larger scale of people listening. And we would have had a wider range of listenership.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Doc. Masani Cut, Kiki Shepherd. Doc, you there?
Yes.
Okay, there you are. All right. All right.
Mr. C, you talked about social media being a blessing and a curse, you know, somewhat. And I totally understand what you're saying by that. But you all, to me, like, I think if we did have social media back then, like, you all know how to do interviews. You know, you all know how to talk to people. You all know how to get out in those trenches and be in those streets and network. Like, these young people, you know, they don't know how to do all of that. They feel like if they go to an artist showcase where they're performing for each other all every week, like they're in the same place performing for, you know, doing the same songs, like, that's going to get them heard. So how did you feel like it's easier now to get a deal as far as social media, yes, it is easier to be seen. But to, like, seal a deal, do you think it's easier now more so than when you all were, you know, coming out?
I don't think it's easier. I don't know if it's easier. It's different. I can definitely say that for sure. It's definitely different. You know what I mean? And different ways of doing it. You know what I'm saying? That nowadays, people don't put as much emphasis on getting a record deal. You know what I'm saying? Because with the internet and with other ways of putting your music out there, that's not the only way to do it. But whereas back in those early days, that was the only way to do it. You know what I'm saying? You had no other choice but to work with a record label. You know what I'm saying? Well, nowadays, it's more of a choice. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, outside of that, I mean, I don't really see that much of a difference. It's still the music business. You still got to figure out a way to market your music. Still got to be good. Still got
to
have some interaction with the people.
Yep. No.
Go ahead.
Now,
go ahead, Stan. Hold on a minute. Doc. Go ahead, Stan. What you say?
Yeah, well, the real thing is that they were musicians back in those days and people that understood how to put songs together, to put the music with the rap and with everything. It was something that a group of people had to get together and do, the art of it. That's what it was. And we got lucky by being the label, because they came to us as a label and we just did the marketing and the promotions, and, you know, we would take the ball and run with it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's really
go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry.
Sounds like I hear it in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was being cool like that, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So this question is for both of you all. You know, you both sound really rooted and grounded and, you know, just kind of humble, even though, you know, your music is still being played. People are still talking about you in places that you've never been. Like, what keeps you rooted and grounded?
Question.
The people I can be around me and my family, you know what I mean? I try not to hang around too many people that are going to, blow smoke up my ass. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep it real, as real as possible. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what does it, man. You have to stay real to, you know, to the form. You have to just really be humble, just like we are. You're just a humble piece of pie, you know? And when you get the music, just get on down and do it.
That's right.
Mr. Butchdale, you got a question for Mr. C? Before we jump into one of his hot singles that is getting ready to go viral around the world, because here at Hilltop, worldwide internet. Go ahead, internet service. Go ahead, brother.
All right. See, now, this is Butchdale, man. I was with Vaughn Mason, and we had out a song back in the day called Bounce Right Skate Roll. Which did
on,
well,
I know
too.
Exactly who Vaughn Mason is. That is the
okay,
song.
Well, man. Anyway, let me tell you.
I had a friend of mine from Washington, D.C. named Mike Hughes. He played
Let me tell you something. That was the keyboard player, baby. Let me tell you something. Now, Mike Hughes,
yes,
he's class on now. But that was my man. Oh, you knew Mike. Yeah. Man, he was a fantastic keyboard player. EU. Yeah, EU. Because actually, see, when Vaughn first came out, you know, he had three guys from EU, from the group EU, Sugar Bear and them. He had Mike Hughes, he had Cleveland, and he had Gerard on guitar. Yeah, those were the guys that actually kicked out on the road first when Bounce Rock Skate Road first came out. And they were out on tour until they formed their own group called AMFM. But anyway, let me tell you, see, it's an honor to meet you, man. And because when Sean told me that he had Digital Planet coming, I was like, hold on. I know a guy that helped them at the beginning of their career, you know, and then I was like, Sam Winslow. So I'm really honored, Sam, that you came on, man, because I thought this would be a great surprise for C. But C, the only thing I want to say is,
it was a great surprise.
Just keep doing what you're doing, man, because I know whatever you coming out with, I know it's gonna be hot, man, because you come from the old school, man. You know, and you know, back in the day when we were coming up, as you know, and Stan know, all of us know that the musicians, it was about the artistry, man. It was like, you know, what we did, we came from the gut, man. You know, it's like we put our stuff together. Now everything is electronically done. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's a whole new ball game now. But it's all good. You know, I'm like this. I'm true believer in this. I always say this all the time, Steve. A good song is a good song, okay? So, you know, no matter how they're getting it now, you know, but a good song is a good song. Just keep doing what you're doing, brother, and I'm looking forward to listening to this new material that they're giving to play on you now.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it, family. All right. Appreciate it.
My man.
So, see, real quick, you know, I know we humbling, you know, took you back in time and stuff, you know, let everybody know your career from beginning and, you know, until now, your debut solo album and your singles that, you know, a lot of DJs that I know should have, including, you know, the DJs that we network with, have your package. You know, to be, you know, form your group, and then what, 3 or 4 years later, you guys getting a gold record and walking across and getting a Grammy. How did that, you know what I mean? A lot of groups don't have that, you know, get that honor.
Wow.
You know, a gold record and a Grammy, man. How did that make you guys feel as artists? And then Stan, I want you to tap in, and how did that make the label feel that you guys believed in this group? Yeah.
First of all, that record should be about platinum, maybe around now.
It should be,
because it's been gold for years, so I'm sure it's platinum by now.
Yeah,
I think it has to be, because it's still selling regularly.
Yeah, I'm looking on I'm looking on your Wikipedia page, C. So maybe somebody needs to, somebody just updated it the 12th of this month. So yeah, maybe they need to.
Oh really?
Look at it again. Yeah. But go ahead, Stan.
No, that's all I was gonna say, because music back then, man. The jazz influence that we had, it really what made it so very extra special.
Right.
That's what was. It was the jazz influence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. C. Let us know how you guys, you know, coming in the rap game, a different, y'all crossed over, you know, with your hit. It was a crossover hit. And y'all peaked 15 on the billboards, and man, tell us about that journey. You know, your gold,
man,
and well, it's gonna be platinum,
yeah,
and your Grammy.
That
you
was
know, the
crazy.
Best rap, the best, you guys got the best rock performance by a duo or group. That's right.
Yeah. That was a crazy couple of years we had there, man, with our Pendulum family. It was good years. I mean, it went fast. I mean, it was like, put the record out. Once we got that buzz going off of Rebirth of Slick, it just started moving, and we started touring, and we were nominated. I mean, we were nominated with some of the hip-hop luminaries. I mean, these are some of my rap heroes. You know what I'm saying? We listen to, like, talking about Cypress Hill, Naughty by Nature, Snoop and Dre. I mean, I had nowhere in my mind that I think that we was going to win. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it was just an honor to be a part of it, to be named in that group. You know what I'm saying? So when they called our name that night, man, I was like, wow. It was like a time stop for a second. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. And then you had Salt and Pepper were the presenters that night. Salt and Pepper presented that to us that night. So it made it even extra special. And it was a great, man. It was a great experience. Our parents was with us that night. It was a great experience. I'll never forget it. And we were just lucky. I think it was timing, and we had a perfect group of people, individuals at Pendulum Records. Stan was part of that, you know what I'm saying, that did their, and our manager, Brenda, at the time, that did their thing, and you know what I'm saying, and made that happen, you know what I'm saying, and I think because of the team effort made that thing happen, you know what I'm saying. We had some good times those couple of years, 90, what was it, 90 to 93, or
94, something, yeah, like that. 94, yep. And I'm glad Stan's on here with us, you guys, everybody listening, because it's good when you have a group, you know, somebody talent such as C and the group Digable Planets, I'm sorry, and you have one of the executives that work with them from the beginning to the end. So Stan,
yeah.
Before we go into C, we're going to talk about C's new dream, his new single and stuff, his new debut album and stuff like that. Take us through that whole process real quick on, is this the song to release? Is this a song to release? How are we going to release it? And you guys were up against a lot of other hot songs back in those days, man, and just putting the music out there. Take us, you know, a little bit, of, as they call it, the war room, you know, with the group.
Well, see, in the beginning, people didn't, the distribution company did not want to even put that record out at first. And we put the record out because we demanded it, because we had checked the street vibe on it, because the streets were telling us that this is the record, this is the hit, mm-hmm. this is the song. And that's why we forced the hand of the big company to get behind it and do what they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad everybody was cool like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you heard it on the radio, you heard it in the clubs, heard it in some strip clubs too. At that, y'all, let's throw that out.
Oh,
there,
okay.
Y'all. Yeah.
That's really what made it.
No, because they were cool like that on the pole. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just playing, you guys. But
it was good.
I'm glad that the record that you guys stood behind the record and pushed the record and despite of what the distribution companies wanted to do and everything. And now we have
right.
Mr. C Knowledge here today with us here on the Traffic Jam on the Hilltop Radio Show. So, you know, time has flown by, C, and now you're here today, man. Talk about your project today with us and the listeners that are tuned in today, man.
Yeah, this is a project. I moved out to California a couple of years ago, and I brought my Philadelphia mentality with me. You know what I'm saying? I came over here with this laid back vibes of California, and I just started. At first, I wasn't even going to do this, but a couple of my producer friends kept telling me I should get down. You know what I'm saying? They sent me a couple of tracks, and I demoed up one or two of them, and they were like, yo, let's do some more. So eventually I got in the studio out here in Fresno, California, and I sat in the studio for months, especially during the pandemic, and I just sat down and just banged out like a bunch of songs, and we ended up whittling it down to like 12 tracks that we really liked, and put them out on this album out that I called The Caledelphian, which is a hybrid of who I am, you know what I'm saying? The Philadelphia person now living in California, The Caledelphian, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I did, and put it out independently, so I'm available on my Bandcamp page, cknowledgepresents.bandcamp.com, and I've got my first single, which is called Due to Knowledge, that I did along with my man Miko out of Germany, and the song is called Due to Knowledge. That one is available on Apple, Google, Tidal, Spotify, and all that. I ain't want to put the whole album on there because them Spotify, them streaming services be raping the artists. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's going to be streaming. I was like, nah, I'm cool with that. So I just put the single on there. If you like it and you like what you hear, come to my Bandcamp page. You can hear all 12 songs. You can stream it. You can purchase it on CD. I also got vinyl. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So
okay.
Come check me out.
I know. I got to go on there. You got vinyl. I'm like one of the very few DJs that still play vinyl. I love vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to purchase that today.
You know, I collect vinyl.
Yeah, that's my man. Yeah, vinyl, man, my antennas go up when you say vinyl.
Yeah.
Vinyl ain't had no reason leaving. Yeah, my ears went straight up like a dog.
Yeah,
I will be on your bed camp right after the show, brother. I am going to donate to that, believe that. See, now, it's what I want to do, man, is I want to get you linked up with Miss Doc Honeycutt. She has an awesome show on Thursdays, man, and I would love for you to be a part of her show, the Doc Honeycutt show. And she just does her thing, and I'll make sure that she gets your information, man, and so she could be a part of your show as well, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. With that, thank you.
I'm honored. I would love the interview. Thank you, DJ Sean.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead on to one of Mr. C Knowledge's new sounds. You guys, I ain't playing it on vinyl, but I wish I had my turntables out next time. You got to be able to hear the crackling noise. Stan, you know what I'm talking about back in the day, the crackling
noise. Yes, I do.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, y'all.
All right.
I've been down, I was lost and I'm found. Think I really found myself when I'm lost in these sounds. When I'm lost in these sounds.
Where the fuck am I?
Yeah, so I dive deep in the grooves like I'm Jacques Cousteau. Make moves with some dudes that you probably don't know. Who? Grown man moving silence. Never air my dirty laundry, that shit is childish. Ha, the Caledelphian's the wildest. The world tried to tame me, but they can't stop the violence. Nah, hip-hop is my solace. Peace ain't the word, the place, so do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Positive enlightenment always causes elevation. Thoughts expanding, mind resuscitation. Notwithstanding certain complications and some slightly shady obligations, I came here to rock the nation and keep the population percolating. When they hear this collaboration, then they go out and they tell their friends to do the knowledge. Knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. I was born on the north side, 215. Blind to the ways of the world until my third eye saw the devil's lies for what they really are. So now the truth shines through like a superstar. Out on the Vegas strip, but never form your lips to disrespect the clique or get your ass kicked. Real quick, like a Tyson fight. And I might chew your ear if I'm high as a kite. So do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Yeah, so do the knowledge. Through the knowledge, through the knowledge. Yeah, they say hip hop don't stop even when they cop block. Hustle stay steady, beat like I'm from the hilltop. Back on the block, back on these beats, back
to the grind, man. A brother gotta eat, and a brother gotta do what a brother gotta do. A brother like me ain't nothing like you. Yo, I'm true to my name, true to the game. Never, ever, ever lost myself in the fame. Do the knowledge, do the knowledge, do the knowledge. Chitty chitty bang bang, inner city slang, man. Got them pretty young things beating for that booty tang. Let's keep it on that tippy towel for now. Unusual styles got the crowd going wild. Live and direct, don't forget to sign the check. When Cino and Miko got that hot shit on deck. Do the knowledge, do the knowledge, do the knowledge.
Here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Wow, man. Man, shit. I feel like you ain't left.
I tell you. Yeah.
Nice. Shit.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, man. Go ahead, Butch Dale. I know you want to say something. You got you smooth
hey,
like that right now.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you. Hey, see, man, you still got it, man. You got it and plus and more, man. Let me tell you. I love that, man. I love your rap flow, man. Oh, man. Your voice is fantastic. Your voice is fantastic on wax, man. I love it. Hey, Stan. What do you think about
you,
what do you think about your boy, man? Huh? Nice shot,
man. Man, I think it is smoking.
Stan, you ready to come out of retirement, right?
Man, I'm ready to go tomorrow. Today.
I would tour with Stan any day. Touring with Stan is the greatest. I'm telling you, I still got memories of them days when we was in that little minivan driving up and down at 95 going to those cities, man. This dude is the funniest, the coolest, and the most gangsterous dude ever, man. No joke.
Hey, Stan is the man. I'm telling you, you want to have some fun? Hang out with Stan Winslow. You're going to have some fun. Good times, you're going to make money, and you're going to do real business. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Doc, what do you think about the song, Do the Knowledge?
Oh, my God. So I'm over here straight. You would have thought I was in the club because I'm over here straight jumping. That's how I messed around and hung up from being on air because I'm over here jamming and hit the button.
Yeah, nice.
But man, I'm gonna let you know something, man. Honestly, I'm gonna make sure that every DJ coalition that I fuck with gets your album, gets your single, man. Because it is a radio song and it is a club song. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Once it gets in the right hands, you're also gonna probably have a damn dance off the song, you know what I'm saying? Because on TikTok
kids,
and every
kids,
damn thing.
My kids keep trying to get me to do a dance to it. My daughter is in a dance class and she keeps trying to get me out. I might have to get her her dance class to make a dance for that joint.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Oh yeah. So mm-hmm. So this question, Stan, hold on a minute real quick, brother. How does it make you feel, man, when you know, right now, as a someone that started this young man back in the 90s and got him to where you wanted them at, the label wanted them at, and now, you know, 20 some years later, you hear him again. How does that make you feel? He hasn't lost a touch. How does that make you feel as an executive?
Like a proud grandfather.
I know that's right. Yeah, man, you should. Hey, Stan, what you got to go?
Yes, man. I didn't want to cut you guys off, But thank you very much for having me this afternoon. I really
appreciate
it. Stan,
we're
going to
bring you back, man. We're going to bring you back again on the show, man. Appreciate that.
Real
talk.
That would be a blessing. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Stan,
all right. But
Stan, thank you so much for coming on, man. Okay, we will. Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Stan. Thank you, sister.
My man.
Please, Stan.
All right. You guys take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, man, that was a you know, surprise, a surprise package that we brought on tonight for you. Thanks, you know, Butch Dale, knowing, you know, one of your closest friends from back in the day,
no,
man.
I felt like it was one of those. Remember them shows back in the day with like Sea Knowledge. This is your life.
Yeah, right. That's good, man. That's good. That's good, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah.
That's some of the stuff that we do here on the show, man. But
man,
your song is hot, man, and we're gonna make sure. And shout outs to MJ, man. Because MJ reached out to him
on,
and he's like
MJ, he's the connect, he's the plug, man.
Yeah. MJ was like, do you wanna interview one of the Digaboo Planets? And I was like, texted back, I was like, hell yeah, you ain't gotta ask me that shit twice. So she sent it on over, and then, you know, here you are today, man. But, you know, see, we're planning on doing a, you know, next month, we're here on the Hilltop, man. We do different shows, and we bring, you know, different varieties to the listeners all over the world. And I'm putting together a hip-hop series, man. You know, and if you could get up with the other group members and you guys come back on and, you know, we play your old music and play y'all's music today, man, and just talk about, you know, hip hop. Where has it gone from then until now? You know what I'm saying? Whenever you can fit that, and I'll throw some dates at, you know, MJ for you, you know, and whatever you can come back on,
we'll
man.
We'll
and I'll
make that happen.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that MJ gets Doc's information and get you on over there on her show. Her show is pretty hot too, man. Yeah, she has a hot show too.
Sounds good. I look forward to being on the show with Kiki Shepherd, a radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We also do videos. We're in videos too now. Do you have a video for that new song?
Oh yeah, you go to YouTube, Doodlebug TV.
Okay.
Search Doodlebug TV on YouTube, and there's definitely a video. Or you can go to my Bandcamp page, and it's right there. As soon as you go to the Bandcamp page and click on the album, the video just pops up.
Give your social media links out there, see, so people can follow you that are listening or want to check your music check your video out.
If you want to check out the music, all my solo projects, mixtapes, and stuff like that is available on my Bandcamp page, cknowledgepresents.bandcamp.com. That's CEEKNOWLEDGE, cknowledgepresents.bandcamp.com. If you're on Instagram, hit me up on Official Doodlebug. You can also hit up the group Diggable Planets. We on Instagram is under Diggable Planets, or it might be Planets Diggable. I don't know, one of those two. But on Twitter, I'm under @CKnowledge, and my band's page is @OfficialCFO. Diggable Planets is also on there, @DiggablePlanets. You can find me on Facebook under CKnowledge, and I'm also Google Play, Tidal, Spotify. My music is up there. Just look for CKnowledge, and you can find all my music up there.
All right.
All right, man. Hey. Man, what part of Philly are you from, C?
North Philly. I'm from uptown, like Germantown, West Oak Lane, Mount Airy section of Philly. Yeah.
Okay. I used to go into Philadelphia, North Philly, the referee. I used to referee basketball and football college, and they said North Philly, 25th and Diamond. At a certain time, get your ass out of North Philly,
you don't
that area.
Nah. that's not unless you live around here. That's not the place to be at a certain time of day. You know what I'm
saying? That's right.
And do not have any of your final gear on, because you will leave there with left.
Wow.
That's right. Especially as a referee, they say, oh, you guys better hurry up, get dressed, and get on out of here, because they're not very fond of referees up there. I was like, yeah, I used to go up there to Don Stanley and Hank Gathers Rec Center.
Don Stanley.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's right. Yep, Hank Gathers. I used to go up in there and ref a lot out of Philly. Yep, all over, matter of fact. Yeah. But, man, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, man. I know you're busy. I know you got other shows to be on, man. We really, really appreciate you.
Man, y'all showed me so much. Y'all showed me so much love, man. I feel like I should be spanking you guys. You know what I'm saying? For real, man.
Well, man, hey, man. You know, this is what we do. What we do. This is what we do, man. Especially having someone such as Butch Dale being a part of our show, man. We surprise the artists. You know, such as y'all caliber. We're surprised you guys with, you know, past guests from back in the day that y'all worked with or known or something like that. We get them, reach out to them, get them to come on the show and surprise the artists as well, man. So, again, man, thank you. Anything that we can do, man, over here, MJ knows my info. And, man, just let us know, man. We got you. Real talk, man.
Yeah, likewise, bro. Appreciate you. Thanks for everything. And it was really nice talking to Butch Dale, Stanley, you know what I'm saying? It's still the 6 degrees of separation and all this, you know what I'm saying? It's so close because my man Mike Hughes, who, like, showed me so much love, you know what I'm saying, is mad cool Butch. And I'm sure, I know Stanley knows him too, you know what I'm saying? Because Mike was big in the D.C. music scene. He was part of EU, Rare Essence, yeah. The AM/FM band. He had his own studio out there. His family owned a big radio station, the Hughes family. They own like a I forgot what station was down there. They own a bunch of radio stations.
Yeah. See, you know Stan Norton. Yeah, that was my man. I miss Mike, man, because Mike, I mean, he was an exceptional keyboard player. Oh my God. I mean, if you want the track lead, that was the man to get. Oh yeah.
Yeah, for real. And he could play that bass too. He was a beast on the bass too.
A beast. Yeah, a beast. Yeah, you're right, man. Yeah, that was my man. But see, let me tell you something, man. It was an honor to finally get to meet you and talk to you. And I'm going to hit you up on Facebook, all right? You'll see me come through Butch Dale.
All right, brother.
My man.
See, Butch was the – now y'all done rebirth him of the slick. Rebirth of the slick. Now, he's cool like that now.
Yeah,
I'm cool like that now.
He's one of the pioneers of funky and slick, because that don't, yo, man, that bounce rock big roll, man. Come on, man. To this day,
yeah, back
man,
in the day,
come
baby.
On, that's
the funk.
That's right.
Thank you, C. Thank you.
Doc, anything
Thank
else you,
you
want to say to Mr. C?
I just want to say that your music is dope. Keep doing what you're doing. And that's basically it. I did have one more question, though. I wanted to know, like, you and your the artists that, you know, that were a part of the group with you, like, how did y'all separate business from personal? You know, because sometimes people still be on personal and it's time to work. And I know that you all were close because, you know, you did music closely. So was there a separation? You know, when it's time to work, it's time to work.
I mean,
did they get it?
Yeah, no doubt. They definitely did. Because, I mean, in those days, we was young. We was in our 20s, immature. We wasn't really even into the business. The business was being handled by our managers and stuff like that. We were just mainly just friends who did music. You know what I'm saying? That was our whole world. That's what encapsulated everything about us. The business side didn't come till later on. You know what I'm saying? Afterwards, like after we broke up and then we got back together again when we reunited in 2006 and started doing stuff together. Now we became more business-oriented. It became more bit like business people and friends. But back then, it was just mainly, we were just friends. We just, you know what I'm saying? We loved hip-hop. We were just friends. The business side, we ain't know nothing about, really. And we ain't really care to know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? We had certain people that we entrusted to handle that for us, and we just did music. You know what I mean? And that was our whole existence. So it was no problem ever when it talked about music. You know what I'm saying? It was other things that came involved that kind of messed up, you know what I'm saying, and led to our demise eventually, you know what I'm saying? But when it came to the friendship and the music in the beginning, it was nothing.
The devil's always working, man. Hey, man, tell us real quick a little bit about the Cosmic Funk Orchestra. Tell us a little bit about the Cosmic Funk Orchestra.
Yeah, that's my band. That's why when I was in D.C. with Mike Hughes at his studio, he had a studio called Renegade Studios in D.C. I used to be in there all the time and helping him develop artists, and I would have artists come through his studio and we'd be working on demos. And eventually when they would leave out, Mike Hughes would let me stay in the studio and I'd be there all night just working on my own stuff. And that's where I developed the idea for when I was making my music, I didn't really have nobody. It was just me. You know what I'm saying? But in my mind, I envisioned I had this big ass orchestra. You know what I'm saying? Of all the every sound I sampled or whatever. And it was really, to me, in my imagination, it was really a big gigantic orchestra of these aliens and comic book characters and spaced out funk appeal type. You know what I'm saying? Characters. So I called it my Cosmic Funk Orchestra. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But it's really just me in there sampling and dibble dabbling and I always utilize live instrumentation. You know what I'm saying, even if I might loop a drum loop, I have somebody come in and play a bass line over it, or play a key or move some type of synthesizer or some horns or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Almost every song I do has an element of some live. You know, I like to layer it with the live and the digital.
Well, you got the funky drummer right here, Mr. Butch Dale, man. So I know he'd be pleased to help you work with you on your next project, man. I already know that.
I gotta put this pressure to use one of these days, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We'll make sure you get his information as well too, CCO guys can talk, man. Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, man. Well, man, thank you. Go ahead, Butch. I'm sorry, brother.
And see when Sean give you my information, once we talk, I'll give you Stan's number so that you all can talk, because I want you all to stay in contact.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know he's still valuable in the business. My man.
Yeah, I know.
He is. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I know. We're Facebook friends, see, so I'll make sure I'll put his information in your inbox and Doc's information, too, for you. Yeah.
All right,
y'all. It's
nice to talk to y'all, man. Talk to you in a minute.
All right, man. All right. Peace.
All right. Thank you, C.
Enough.
Peace, brother.
All right, you guys. This is the Traffic Jam. That was the one and only Mr. C, Knowledge of the Fame group, Diggable Planets, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And, Butch, it's good when you have these young artists recognize who you are in the business as well,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, man. It's amazing because I didn't know, I never met C. Of course, I knew of the group through people that I'd worked with, but I never met him. First time I ever had a chance to even talk to him. But it was amazing because me and him were a lot of the same people. When he speak of Mike Hughes, I mean, this keyboard player was fantastic. I used to be out on the road with us with Ron when we had Bounce House. So, man, it was amazing. It was a really good interview, man. I enjoyed that. And I was so happy that Sam was able to come on because I wanted you and Doc to meet him anyway. And, of course, I wanted to surprise C Knowledge with Sam coming on. I actually think he was surprised, too. That was good. Yeah.
Oh, great. That's what we do here. I think Kathy Hughes, I think she owned the Howard University radio station, wasn't it, Butch? Or was it WBTC?
She owns Kathy with she was TV WPGC? One, TV One she's with.
She owns Radio One, right?
Yeah. WPGC is part of hers, right? Ain't WPGC?
Yeah,
didn't she buy
PGC
WPGC?
Yeah, over there. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was 102.3, one of them. I can't remember which one, but I know. Yeah, huge. Yeah, very, very big.
Yeah, I knew. Mm-hmm. I knew it was one of them. One of them big top pop, because I thought it was the one with Donnie Simpson on it. Yeah,
I think it is. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
My mind is being on it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Sunnyside, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah, great show.
95.5 FM. I remember the whole commercial and shit. Looks like it's yesterday. Yeah. But this is the Traffic Jam again. We got the one and only Mr. Butch Dale. Butch, as an artist, man, in this pandemic, how is this helping you in your music, in your comeback? You putting music out soon. You know, the Unfinished Business Tours is right around the corner, about another year. So how has the pandemic helped you in your career?
Well, I'm going to tell you, during this pandemic, it's given me a lot of time to just sit back and be able to write and create. I just bought a new keyboard with a workstation in it, so I got like 16 tracks in there. I can lay a whole song down right in my keyboard and just go in the studio and just transpose over. You know what I mean? So it's really been It's been, you know, the pandemic is a bad thing, but it's been a good thing on another hand because it's given me time to sit back and just create. You know what I mean? And then I'm getting a chance to write some material for one of my artists, Coda. And so, you know, it's bad in one hand, and then it's been good in another hand because I have nothing but time right now, man, because for real, I'm a homebody at this point, man. I don't go out a lot because I don't want to go out and catch something and bring it home to my family or to people I love. So, you know, I'm pretty much a homebody. I go out when I need to go out, and otherwise, I'm in, man. I'm in. So when I'm in, I got all this time. I got time to create now, Sean. Yeah.
And you know, Doc, I said this before on many shows, you know, when we had live from D.C. Show. So many people come through D.C. through Howard. So many groups were formed because they went to Howard together. So many artists are popular today because what? They went to school at Howard and spent time in the DMV area. And that when this documentary, when we do this documentary on that, people are going to be amazed of how many groups, how many individuals came out of D.C., moved out of D.C., would come back to D.C. as home. And but, you know, the biggest name out of D.C. is, of course, you know, Marvin Gaye, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true, man. But we've had so many people out here. We had Marvin Gaye. We had the Blackbirds. Remember the Blackbirds? Donald Byrd.
Blackbirds. Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Herb. And even you know, a lot of people don't speak of her, but she's big as can be. Maya. You know, Maya, the artist Maya. She's from here. Yeah. She's from out in Washington, Maryland. Yeah.
And so we had the other young lady. What's her name? She's from the DMV as well. She just did a song with, what was it? Essence. Little young light-skinned chick. What's her name? Can't think of her name right now. She had a couple hit songs. She's from the DMV as well, too. I can't think of her name right now.
Well, I'll tell you, Sean, D.C. and Baltimore. Baltimore has some outstanding artists that come out of there, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hot area here, man. Really hot, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Doc, what's going on your side of the town? Who do you have coming up next on your show? And let everybody know where they can find your show.
Thursday, I have Wild Cow from Jagged Edge. He's going to come on and talk about a new project that he's working on. And he also is having a birthday bash in Atlanta at the Spot. So he'll come on and just promote his new project coming out. You know, Bigs and Bikers, we're always filming every single day, trying to release this reality TV show. You know, we got two shows running. We got the talk show on set, and we got the reality show. So we want to release the first episode mid-March. Of course, it's already been picked up by the network, so... That's what we got, and super excited about Hilltop Radio. Like, I had so much fun on our show last night with us actually rubbing shoulders and elbows, and we get to hug and all that stuff. Like, that meant so much. It was little, you know what I'm saying? It was little, but it was big.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about Anne-Marie, Butch, Anne-Marie. Why don't we fall in love, Anne-Marie? Yeah, yeah, she's a DJ girl. Yeah.
Anne-Marie, oh, yeah, yeah. Doc, that's going to be a good show with the guy from Jagged Edge. I love that group. Matter of fact, one of my really good friends wrote one of their biggest hits. Yeah,
oh, wow.
when they was Jagged Edge as a group. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love that group. Yeah, it's going to be a good interview. I'm definitely
looking
for that.
So we are going to be doing live shows on Facebook, Butch, you know, starting next month. And, you know, getting people a little bit more familiar and in-depth on, you know, who Doc Honeycutt is, DJ Sean, and we're going to be bringing people live on the video as well, too, man. So, you know, it's just something get the listeners really in tune. And, you know, once we get this video camera and things up with the artists that come on the hilltop, we're really going to be cool like that.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Cool like
nice.
That.
Yeah, looking
cool
forward
like
to
that.
It.
Yeah, man. So yeah. Butch, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, man.
Well, you can hit me on Butch Dale on Facebook, and you can email me at butchdale@yahoo.com. And, of course, you can find me right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
And let me tell y'all something about Mr. Butch Dale, y'all. Mr. Butch Dale has accolades out the world. He's been all over the world. He's performed probably every city in the United States. And one thing about this guy right here, Doc, is he doesn't hesitate in letting his fans and reaching back to his fans. He doesn't have a page where a PR gets back with the fans when they feel like it and things like that. This man, when he says he's going to call you or he's going to reach out to you, he does exactly what he says. And there's a handful of you guys, Butch, man, but we appreciate what you do and promoting us and pushing us and just being behind what we do over here, man. We appreciate you again, as always, and we love you as well, too, man. So, yeah, just know
you
got real friends, man.
And Sean, I love you. I love you guys for that. But let me tell you something, man. With your fans, when it comes to your fans, let me tell you, they don't want to talk to your PR person. They want to talk to you. I mean, they're your fans, man. They're the ones that got you wherever. They got you to wherever you went to in your career. They're the ones that got you there. You know, so it's like, hey, man, if they reach out to me, they gonna talk to me. They ain't gonna talk to no PR person. They ain't gonna talk to no, you know, secretary or nothing like that. They gonna talk to me, man, because, you know, I mean, I love my fans. My whatever fans I do have, I love them, man, because they help me in my career. So, you know, that's why I basically do what I do, man, because, you know, I mean, it's about them and it's about me. You know what I mean? It's about us. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, in the Hilltop family, you know I love you guys, you know. And let me tell you something. I was so excited yesterday when I think it was yesterday I saw you all on Facebook. I had to get off real quick. I wrote something on, but then I was taking care of some other stuff, so I had to get off, and then I came back on. But it was good to see you, Doc Honeycutt, and Robin Lynn. I was like, wow, Robin Lynn flew in from Seattle. Ain't that something? Wow, that was great. Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, she'll be back in May, and what we're gonna do, Butch, man. If this pandemic has calmed down a little bit, man, we would love to invite you down to Charlotte as well, man. We're gonna get Airbnb and whatever the hell it is. We're gonna get one of those, man, and and just the weekend and just not business, but just fellowship and do some radio promos and do some live shows together, man, and just be cool like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, okay, you know I'm gonna do that. Hey, Sean, I gotta tell Doc this. Doc, let me tell you something. I was on Facebook today, and your mother is precious. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I saw your mom's on there. Yeah. You was giving me to do an interview. Your mom's is precious. Oh, God bless her.
Oh, yeah.
For real. Yeah, that was so nice.
She can't deny that, though. She can't deny that, child.
I love that. Yeah, she is precious. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
That girl.
My rock.
Yeah.
I would not be who I am today if it had not been for her. Like, she has had my back.
Oh, so true.
And I every chance I get to tell it, I let it be known.
There you go. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah,
Doc, mama can't deny having Doc, boy, because Doc looked just like her mama.
Yeah, great.
Well, the steward put her on the right step.
Yeah. She came in all of that rain. It was raining so bad. I was like, Mama, are you going to want to come? She's like, yeah, I'm going to eat this little sandwich, and I'm going to be on my way. I ain't coming down the highway. I'm going down the back roads. I was like, okay,
all right.
That's
what
my interview, and, got, you know, and it took 10 minutes. So she's like, you're done? You only done it in one take.
Great. Yeah.
That's right. And Robin is
so headed
back.
So, Sean, we back on tonight at 9, right?
Back on tonight at 9, man. We got four of the hottest indie artists in the game, Butch, Aki, Senior G, Trill, Will, and we got one of Doc's artists from Beauties and Bikers, Tasha Diva, is going
to
be with us.
I'm
she got a new song. She got a new song, man. That's called "Getty Up."
No,
and,
she writes something. I think she writes something every day. She, when I say she spit out music, she working. She is working. Like, she make music all the time. She is making music. That girl works. She works.
And you know, Doc, let me tell you something. I love me some Tasha Diva. I've been checking her page out. And you know what? As an artist, she is really good.
She's
doing some nice stuff. Yeah,
she
does a nice stuff. I'm looking forward to this interview tonight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she come across real quiet and low-key,
yeah.
But when she's turning into the entertainer, like, that's
she
what
light
it
is.
Up. That's what it is. Yes. Like, different person, night and day.
Yeah, she light it up. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, 9 o'clock, you guys that are listening, guys, make sure you tune back at 9 o'clock here tonight. We'll have back. Mr. Butch Dale will be in the house, Mr. Doc Honeycutt, myself, and the crew. You guys already know the crew, Easy T, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, and some more guests will be coming through here on the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys already know it's the Indie Artist Radio Show tonight from 9 to 11. And shouts out to MJ over there at Hip Hop Connect. Man, we still ain't done, man. We still got K-Solo coming. We got Mr. Scorpio from the fabulous Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. We got Special Ed.
Wow.
Next month, man, it's going to be a hot-ass month right here on Hilltop, man. I'm telling you. If you're going to miss it, you better go back. You better not miss the live show because a lot of people don't like the recordings. It's not like it's live.
True that.
It's live or Memorex.
True that.
Yeah.
And Butch, man, we're going to reach back out to Stan, man, and get Stan on the show, man, because it's good when you can get executives and songwriters and Grammy award-winning songwriters gold album, you know, like Vinny. Vinny is just one total package. And that lady, that girl there, man, she needs her own documentary on herself.
Yeah.
She's done.
Yeah, you know, Sean.
Sean,
that's really good. Yeah, to get Stan on. Because let me tell you something. With Stan, now Stan, he's an executive in the music business now. But let me tell you something. We all started off in the band. He is a super entertainer and can write music in the whole nine. Oh, yeah, yeah. He started off just like us. Just like we played in the bands together. But he just
converted
over to he's from D.C., man. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Another one from D.C.
Yeah, man.
He's
from D.C., man.
Man,
we came up in the groups together, man. I mean, he is an exceptional entertainer. When you see him on stage, this cat, man, he had the stage down, you know. But then he converted over into doing executives, doing promotions and stuff for all the major record companies. So, but he's just like us, man. He's from the entertainment world, no doubt about it, all the way around. So it'll be a good interview once you get him on. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get him on because it was very I love to have him on with someone he worked with and able to collab.
Yeah, that was great.
Different things, man.
Yeah.
So again, Butch, man, appreciate you for doing that, man. And
you know it, you know that.
Oh yeah. You know, any guys, if you missed the show here, you know, you can go back and read and listen to it, or you could tune in to Doc when Doc has these individuals on her show. You guys, you know, she does her stuff live and everything. And Doc, one more time, let people know what nights that you're doing your thing.
Thursday nights from 7 to 7:30 on Facebook Live. You can catch sometimes we may go over, you know, because some of the, you know, artists and legends, they just have a lot, you know, that they have accomplished. But I don't try to take up too much of their time. So I normally say 7 to 7:30, no later than 7:45. So, yeah, tune in. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. I would love to have you two. DJ
Simon. All right. I told you last night. I told her ass last night, but she get everybody else but me. I'm gonna have my coffee and everything, but you know, let's work on everybody else. You know what I'm saying? But
no, but you know what, Sean? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Sean. Hey, Sean, I know eventually I'm coming on this show, and when I come on, do me a favor. Come on with me so we can cut up on there and have a good time.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Come
you
on.
Got
think
that.
About, think about that.
When,
think about
when,
that.
Doc, when Doc does it, when Doc does it live, I'll make sure I link up with Doc so I can be beside Doc, and then when you have, when she brings you in, then we will cut up. Like,
there we go. So we can throw down. We're gonna light it up. Ain't no doubt. Okay.
Oh
my
man. We got you, man. Yeah, I got you.
See, I got him, Doc.
Thank you, Mr.
Dale. There we go.
And you guys, listen, last night I did have my brother, who is a celebrity chef. He was there with us last night. We interviewed him. You know, I had some fun with him and talking about, you know, cooking and the key success in being cooking, being a cook, and, you know, what our grandfather instilled to, you know, him and myself and my cousins. And, you know, our uncle, you know, he had one of the baddest JR's, a place for ribs. I don't know if you remember that, Butch, in Ocean City. JR's, a place for ribs. 64th Street and another one on a 131st Street. One of the best rib joints at that time in Ocean City back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And,
man.
You know,
it's hard to find those kind of places now.
Yeah.
They still have them around. Yeah, man. I miss that. Yeah.
And that's where we started, you know, in the business. The summertime, we would go to Ocean City, stay with our uncle. Wasn't supposed to be working anyway, but he, you know, he had us working. Started out busting suds, you know, them dishes, until we got old enough to get a worker's permit. And then, you know, we started hitting the line, you know, the fryer, the stove, the oven, and things like that. Potatoes. I hated them fucking potatoes, man. But, you know, you got to start from the bottom and work your way to the top, man.
That's right. All right.
And something else exciting happened last night, DJ Sean. You got to meet Princess.
Yeah, everybody out there, I got to meet Princess. Princess is just adorable. She was up there mad. She was trying to eat the damn tripod that the camera was on. But, yeah, we weren't giving her enough attention, so she made sure that she was going to get that attention, and then she had to go and time out for a little bit. Yeah. She got these real pearls around her neck.
I've seen them on
the crazy ball, I said, damn, Doc, when you going to go get her nails painted?
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, man, this has been the Traffic Jam with Mr. Butch Dale. And Robin Lynn Maven is flying back to Seattle, Washington. And the one and only Doc Honeycutt, as Razzmatazz says, honeycomb, Doc Honeycomb.
All right.
So one more time, Butch, where can people find you at on the social media, brother?
You can find me on Butch Dale on Facebook, ButchDale@yahoo.com, and also you can find me on the Hilltop Radio Show.
All right. Yes. Doc Honeycutt, where can we find you at?
You can find me right here on Hilltop Radio. You can also find me on Facebook, Doc Honeycutt, on IG, Doc Honeycutt Enterprises. And you can find me every Thursday night at 7 p.m. sharp on the Doc Honeycutt Show, and that's on Facebook as well.
So all right, you guys, we're getting ready to get on out of here. We're going to let Mr. Butch Dale get some rest because he's going to be up with us all night long tonight.
and you know that. We're going to party tonight.
We're going to party tonight here on the hilltop. So you guys have a good day, and make sure you tune back in at 9 o'clock. Peace, love, and we love you guys, and we are out of here.
Yes indeed, baby, you are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop mother. out your mind.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you heard me?
Oh, well, what that is?